So wait, tell me again. 20 minutes ago, you said you were going to the coffee shop. Now you come back and you tell me you did what?
Like for the 100th time, I went and booked a 4-night trip to Okinawa. We're leaving this Tuesday, okay?
Not so fast. What is this? We're going where? You've totally lost me.
Oh, come on. You're overreacting. It's not that big of a deal, is it? Okay, so maybe I didn't quite get what I went out for.
You were supposed to get 2 cappuccinos.
Yes, I know that. Look, you know there's that travel agency right across the coffee shop, right? For some reason, I decided to take a quick peek inside.
And a young lady spotted you, kindly offered you a seat at the counter, and successfully talked you into booking a 4-night stay on Ishigakijima.
Yes, well done.
So, you're dead serious about going to Okinawa at this time of the year?
Sure, why not? It's like 100 degrees out there. I've got 5 days off and so do you. I don't see any reason not to.
I do. It's the Obon season. It's when every single Japanese person goes on summer vacation. Every beach is crowded. And you can bet that Okinawa won't be any different. Few people would want to go out at this time of year. Oh, I hope you noticed that this trip cost us a fortune. Couldn't we at least go after Obon, or just choose a different location? Either way, it would be much cheaper and less hectic.
But that's because few people go to Okinawa after Obon. You know why? Because it's the typhoon season, and it'll be too late to go to the beach. No one would take the risk. I mean, we've always wanted to go to Okinawa, right? So I just thought, what the heck? It's going to be tough getting around anywhere during Obon, so it won't be any different if we stayed here. Do you see what I'm saying?
Well, I guess you're right. Okay. Well, I guess we'll be vacationing in Okinawa. I just hope you know a way to make back the cash we just spent.
We can think about that later. Gotta pack.
Before you do, can you please go out and get me that cappuccino?